You know, and tonight is just me and you, darling.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hello. That was DJ Got Us Falling in Love by Usher and Pitbull.
What was it? Did you say the first one?
Yes, when I first played it.
Oh, good.
Call You Mine by BB Rexha and the Chainsmokers.
BB.
So how are you, Lauren?
I'm all right. I feel so good after having such a lovely meal. We all had some great Taco Bell.
Mm.
I changed Sam's view. Sam now is going to go specifically to Taco Bell for one particular menu item.
The dessert. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird.
What did you like about them so much?
It's just that it's like a churro mini donut with like hot icing inside. Like, I just can't even. And like the oil amount, like it was just like gooey. Like it was just, wow.
Is it better than like, do you like Cinnabon?
I don't really eat there. I don't know. I've never really had that.
Maybe we gotta get Trois size.
So yeah, I feel now. Like I need to cross compare.
Nah. It's supposed to like mimic like the not cinnamon roll, but like almost like kind of like that Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
But like, it's not like a cinnamon roll. So like, you might not like the cinnamon if you don't like cinnamon rolls. And you like, it's very different from like this like munchkin like thing.
Yes, you know? That's true. Yeah, I don't know.
I just like the warm icing.
Delicious.
In the middle.
It's delicious.
Better than a munchkin?
Better than a munchkin. Way better than a munchkin. I don't love, like, I mean, these were a lot of calories too, like, no doubt. But, like, mm-hmm. knowing how many calories are in a munchkin is, like, okay.
I think
like a chocolate munchkin is 90 calories.
Yeah, I think each of those little donut holes were
70.
Was 70?
Or 80.
80, yeah. Because two of the two-pack was 160 yeah. calories.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, I'm not going to dwell on that.
It's a treat, you know?
So, Lauren, would you like to update us on the fungi situation?
Oh, yes, the fungi situation. It went great. I got a whole bunch of different kinds. Nothing deadly, oh, supposedly. Thank God. So, I mean, then now we isolated one. Like, I picked one off and then, like, isolated it by itself, but I still wasn't able to get it to isolate completely by itself because, like, I exposed those, because we don't have sterile conditions, you know, we don't have a fume hood to get, so, like, it wasn't completely sterile, so some other fungi spores landed on my plate, so now it's contaminated again, so, but we'll see.
Yikes.
We'll see what happens.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm. But it would be nice. Maybe I should ask for just an extra plate to do in here, just to see what you can get out of here.
I don't know. I feel like a lot. It's like pretty gross in here.
Like, just like the, it's like there's no circulation of air in here.
You're like in a hot box.
Really?
You're trapped.
Yep.
What do you mean, really? You're here. Though he said, really? Like,
sometimes that window is open.
Doesn't help.
Guess not.
Do you have anything else to share with the people? Oh, how was Senior Sips?
Oh, I didn't go to Senior Sips.
Oh.
I had to go home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I was very upset about that.
That I missed. I heard they ran out of food anyway.
They ran out?
Because it was so busy.
Yikes. I heard the drink selection was
subpar.
Subpar.
What were they looking for?
I was told that it was just red wine and Yingling. That's it.
That seems unlikely. I don't know, but I know there's no hard liquor.
Right.
You can't get mixed drinks like that. Just how it goes. Whatever, we'll see.
No,
we'll see. Be the next one.
Next time,
November 1st, we'll be there.
Catch you on the next one.
Wow, I feel like we're boring. I feel like we had more stuff to talk about.
Babies?
Oh my God, stop! I don't want to talk about babies. That stresses me out. Oh God. Just the idea of giving birth, like
But like your body prepares for it.
Still in tons of pain and like sucks.
But like when you have an epidural, you're not in pain.
I was also shocked that Hannah said that she would want to get an epidural when she is, like, very against medication.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
She doesn't take Advil. Like, literally. I was like, you want to have that much drugs in you then?
And there's a lot of complications. Like, I mean, obviously, like, they're unlikely, but they do happen with complications with epidurals.
I don't know. That stresses me out too much.
Apparently, the needle is gigantic.
Oh, my God.
But, like, people say you're in so much pain anyway. You're like, please give me the epidural. And then they feel like nothing afterward.
I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Like your body is.
I don't mind having a child, like being a mother. That's fine. But your body I just don't want to give birth or be pregnant. My body is not made for this.
Your body is made to give birth.
Well, okay. Well, tell me how it goes, and then we'll go from there.
I think so many women do it. Like, it's just like,
obviously. I mean,
it can't be the most traumatic thing in the world. Like, it can't be that bad.
We repopulate. Like, it's like gross thinking about.
Well, you know, we still got time.
Yeah. Well, tell me how you and Patrick do.
All right.
Yeah, you'll be the first one to have children.
Oh, for sure. That's what, even my friends from home, they're like, you're the first one who's going to have kids.
Yeah. Like, even if it didn't work out with Patrick and you found someone else, I think you'd still be the first
one. Oh my God, I wouldn't have him so quickly.
Well.
No, because, like, what if Patrick and I don't work out and then, like, I'm not going to just, like, date someone else, like, right afterwards. Probably need some
time. Maybe you will.
Maybe I will, but, like, who knows? Need some time
for, maybe you'll be a lady of the late, like, going out. Like,
maybe.
Patrick's holding you back. Who knows?
Who knows?
I feel like Patrick would start dating someone.
No.
Pretty soon after.
You think so?
You literally complain all the time how he's a ladies' man.
Hey, no, the ladies just love him. They're just like, oh, he's like, Patrick! Oh my God. Today, and like, we were walking into the building, some girl, like, some young, pretty girl.
I wish you all could see Lauren's reactions as her hands are flying. Yeah. Like,
well, some young, pretty girl. She's like, oh my God, hi, Patrick! And he's like, you know, he like waves his hand and like
his little smug face.
And then I'm like, who's that? like, I've never seen that girl. Like, how do you know her? And now that he's, an SI, he's got all these young freshman girls looking at him, asking him questions about his studies.
Emphasis on looking at him.
Yeah, they say hi to him. Now there's like hundreds of girls like saying hi to him.
Just
passing by because he's the SI for bio. And, you know, they're always asking him questions. You know, I know how it is. It starts with a biology question, and then there's more and more.
And it leads to some chemistry.
Yeah, and then you know, they're at every SI session. You know,
wow,
that's how I feel.
Like, this is a very like big cycle that you kind of portrayed, but I don't think that's actually how it is.
Well, the girls always come up to him and say hi.
Okay.
That's factual information.
Okay.
I don't have enough guy friends that come up to me and say hi. Is there any guy friends? They're Patrick's friends.
That's why I say about Henry all the time. I was like, I don't feel like I have, like, now that he's not here, like, I realize I don't necessarily have guy friends that aren't in association with him.
Yeah, right?
Like, not necessarily by choice, but, like, or, like, by, like that I was trying to not, but, like.
But I feel like it's just, like, it's, like, different, like, I don't know, like, I feel like it's not, like. I don't know how, I'm not, like, going, like, not that I wouldn't not have a guy friend, because I've had guy friends before, but, like, I'm just, like, not, seeking male friendships because I have Patrick. Like, I'm not seeking a male friend. I'm just like,
she does not need a male company.
Yeah, I just don't need male company. I already got one.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm sure if Patrick's listening, then he should know that's positive.
There's only one guy for me.
Mark, right?
Yeah. You know, Henry.
I say hi to Patrick, though.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine.
Because you're associated with me.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone who's in association with me can surely associate with Patrick. Anyone who I see, that's when I feel threatened. When I don't know the girl, then I'm like, you know, like, my guard is up, and I'm
her
like,
eyes are glaring at me, and she's telling me what she would do to the other girls.
I should be like,
does he introduce you?
Oh,
like, oh, this is my girlfriend Lauren.
No,
oh,
but we're always together, so like, the girls better watch out because I see everything.
Wow. Well, where is he right now?
In the library.
Is he in the library?
I mean, he just got done with his SI session, so I don't know. Maybe he's helping tutor some girl.
She pulls up the Google Calendar. Excuse me, he said. Okay, how about we just play the next song? Maybe it'll make you calm down a little bit.
Maybe.
Because I feel like you're a little heated now.
No, I'm not heated.
Not necessarily with Patrick. I just mean that these ladies come toward Patrick.
Let's see what he say. Oh, no. He's just... I thought he was listening, but I think he's just... he's just getting food and going to the library.
He told me he was listening. He was going to listen.
He's getting food. Then going to the library. So potentially when he's at the library. Mm. See, now he changed the story. Now he's going to get food. And
he's eating.
Who's he eating with? Also, on the topic of eating, they have teriyaki sauce at the wok station now.
Oh, interesting.
And I tried it because Patrick got it last night. And it was pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Because I can't have the peanut sauce. And that plum sauce is a little... It can be questionable sometimes, a little too liquidy. But, like, the teriyaki is, like, thick enough that it has, like, a good coating on it. Mm. And it's, like, decent teriyaki sauce.
It's good.
Yeah. Would recommend it. Yeah.
I don't really... I mean, because I only have 5 meals a week, I don't really eat.
So, like, what do you do with the 5 meals?
Sometimes I don't even use them.
Really?
I use, like, one.
Hmm.
Well, because, like...
Get a smoothie.
I don't like smoothies very much.
Really?
I don't know. Just, like, not a craving I have.
You should get the Nutella smoothie from, like, Mojo.
If we went, but it wasn't that, like, I went out of my way. It was simply because Henry wanted to go to Mojo.
Ah, I see.
And then when we're there, it's like, I guess I'll get something. But, no, I mean, I don't know. I just, like, I'll sometimes get a meal, but it's, like, who am I going to meals with? Like, I typically just, like, make in the house or, like, have leftovers. Like, I make my breakfast every morning. Mm-hmm. I make my lunch almost every day. So it's, like, right. I guess dinners, but... Yeah,
but where now that you've had these limits, do you frequent lower more, like,
yeah,
or like lowers the frequent?
Yeah. Don't like going to Gilbert's because I don't like the smell. It bothers me too much.
The and smell
I
also of heard Gilbert's.
Yes, Lauren.
Has this been like a recent thing or just like...
No? This has been a forever thing. Gilbert's has a smell. Okay, when you leave Gilbert's, we know you left Gilbert's because it smells like the oil of potato chips, like horrible.
Yeah.
And so basically I hate it, so I don't want to go, so I don't get my clothes stinky. And then, but Hannah also told me the menu options have gone, like, have gotten worse, slash the food has been worse.
It's just, it's so unpredictable. I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, so like, I don't want to deal with that, you know? I only have 5 meal swipes a week.
Yeah, you don't have a questionable meal, you know?
No, absolutely not.
Like, actually, so, one thing that's good that they added new, it's the chicken California bacon flat thing. It was pretty good. And it's not that many calories.
The what?
It's like California chicken flatbread. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
And it like has this avocado cream on it. Mm. And like chipotle sauce. It's not spicy. Bacon bits. Like regular sounds chicken. Good. Some cheese. It's pretty good. And it's only 300 calories compared to like for like a flat. I feel like it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Interesting. Maybe I'll try that. Yeah, I just don't go that often. I also don't have that many friends, so I like don't eat out with people. Like, you're always eating with Patrick.
Not always eating with Patrick
when he's free. And and then Hannah is either eating with Georgia or she eats in the house. And then if she's eating with Georgia, she's typically not going to a dining hall. She's going to like Cosmic or something, and that's all like carby stuff. I don't want that.
Yeah, like, I
want substance.
I went to Upper today for lunch because I was, like, usually we go to Gilbert's on Tuesdays, but I was just, like, I'm not craving, a grab-and-go thing. Like, I just want, like, a piece of broccoli. Like, so, like, I literally, half my plate was broccoli and cauliflower.
Wow.
Just because, like, I want, like a piece substance, of chicken. Like, yeah. You know, like, I don't want, like, fried food or something just, like, carby. Yeah, like the options that you... Like Simon's, like, everything's, like, carb. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I don't want a sandwich for dinner.
Also, Simon's is just, like, bad for you in general.
I know. I hate that it's close to the house.
Like, it's good, but, like...
It's just, good? You like Simon's?
Oh, all right. Yeah.
And then they... Simon's messes up my classic flat all the time.
How do they mess up a classic flat?
Because they don't put the garlic spread on my classic flat.
Oh,
like,
why?
Half the time, I don't know, I guess they just forget. Like, I asked for a classic flat with chicken tenders, that's my main order, and then they just don't put, and my favorite part is the outside edge when it's in, got that garlic aioli, and then every, like, more than half the time it's not on there.
You should go tell them.
So now I feel like I'm feel like I have to, like, please put extra garlic spread on my flat.
FYI.
So, yeah. Maybe the people want to listen to music.
Yeah, maybe. We've been talking a while. Okay. So the next song is Find You Again featuring Camila Cabello and by Mark Ronson. Yes. That's it. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Time.
Was Motivation by Normani, right?
Normani
from she was a member of Fifth Harmony.
Sounds like it.
Like Camila Cabello.
Lauren, do you have any public service announcements?
Oh jeez, you're putting me on the spot
here. I mean, it's 8:32. It's halfway right, through our show right. As it goes, Lauren, you know the rules. As
it be like that. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Nope, not that one.
Wait, were you able to... I wonder if people use that line. And second of all, I wonder if you want... Do they have a Red Cross one now? Or a not the loan mortgage one?
No. Wait, no, this... Okay. Oh, this is good.
Oh. Wait a minute. Okay.
Okay, but you're going to need to help me here.
Oh. Do you need the light or something?
Wait a minute. Is this not... Oh, this is a radio commercial script.
Okay, just read it.
Okay. Okay, so there's... We'll do the 30-second one. Outdoor sounds, birds, and etc. Sounds of a cookout, meat sizzling on the grill. Dad 2, Russ, serve up those burgers. They look done. Dad 1, Mike, can't you tell if there's... Mike, you can't tell if they're safe to eat by the color of the meat. Dad 2. Is that a meat thermometer? It looks like my kid's video game. Dad 1. It's digital, and it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked. Dad 2. Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology. Dad 1. You better believe it when it comes to keeping our kids safe. Dad 2. Good point. Kid 1. Approximately age 8. Dad, is it done yet? The thermometer beeps. Dad 1, sure is, perfectly cooked, perfectly safe. For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov.
Wait, what were you telling me?
That was a script.
Yeah, but what does that prevent me from doing?
It's the USDA informing you to make sure your meat is cooked properly.
Oh.
And you get invested in a proper meat thermometer so you know the temperature of your meat so you don't die and get
food poisoning. Did they promote one particular thermometer?
No.
Oh, good. Because I feel like that'd be
favorite. Just in general. Just go to www.isitdoneyet.gov. Like, is it done yet? Like, is the meat done yet?
No, I get it.
You know?
Thank you.
I'm always afraid of chicken.
What?
Why? Like, I'm afraid the chicken gets undercooked.
Oh.
That's my biggest fear. Like, who cares? Like, if it's, like, something other type of meat, but, like, chicken, like, oh, my God. It's salmonella or something. E. coli. I don't know what you get from chicken. Thanks, salmonella. But yeah.
Cool.
That was my
Pulitzer. I don't feel as impacted as last week.
Sorry, okay? I'll think about it more next time. Jeez.
Last week, I felt more intense emotions.
Well, yeah, it's hard to do a script when you're only one person and there's three people talking. So I said you should help me out here.
I thought you meant just help you, like, see it or something.
Even more dynamic.
Also, we have all these CDs, and I'm so interested to know, like, how they would work if I plugged it in. Pushed it in, I guess.
No, here's the Red Cross one.
Oh. Good job, Lauren.
Stay tuned for next week.
Okay, we'll just play the next song.
Okay.
It's your song, so what is it?
Oh, wait, I can't read it.
Hot. Oh. Featuring Gunna.
Hot.
Young Thug.
Young Thug.
And Gunna.
All right, these are all supposed to be clean. I thought, I think I found the clean version. So if not, we'll be pressing the red button a few times.
Sam will be pressing the red button. Okay, here we go.
I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke out the knot. Got some old millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and it ain't no false. We call him Chauncey cause they got a chop. Took her out of filers cause I'm hot. I'm running like Nike, we got it on lock. Cardiac, I'm the boss man in a suit with no tie. I can't be sober, I gotta stay high. Put me some peep in the can and it's dry. Running in special like Bunny and Clyde. Don't worry, baby, I keep me some fire. She named an engine broken, she cannot decide. The ladies, Mercedes, here goes the surprise. Don't sleep on this lady, her right. Digging her back while I'm gripping her side. Digging my back, this ain't regular size. We really fly, we like pelican guys. She ain't slick, I can tell her disguise. I'm good at my wrist, put her gas in the sky. She sing out my sign, I ain't changed her whole life. I told her to goggle and work on her eyes. Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke out the knot. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and it ain't no fault. We call him Chauncey cause they gonna chop. Took her out of filers cause I'm running like Nike, we got it on lock.
Can't money. I took the Billy cool back in the hot damn car. I put this bitch in front of the Billy in front of the driver. And man, shit that it really can't smoke in the road. Wow, wow, wow. I stepped up a cut up, I'm drinking, I chewed off the tires. I'm in the coupe by myself. I had to kick her door when I was fast. Keep the old ones on the shelf. Oh, since he ran in the fast. I'm sick and tired of these. Shopping at Ross. I'm always dripping, I leave puddles when I walk. If she don't know how.
not a dress, I wanna talk. But I may still get some top. I don't need a belt, my pockets full of knots. Number one is finally real ones at the top. I'm with Mustard and we talking Lambo talk. I make shoes look easy, but they don't know what it takes. Don't ask me the time, I got the daddies in the face. Rojo drops on Louis, I want everything he made. When it come up, I'll never be the one to save. Keep on throwing ones, keep on showing. On my body and I'm just trying to relax. They always come off cool, but in the end they come out whack. A boyfriend getting mad, I told her he could take you back.
I just pulled up, I got some new. I just pulled up, I got the new. My shit, but I bought a bracelet. I stuck it on my necklace. I pull up and shake. I pull up and break. I just told my mom that God I made it. We got money over here, we showing up paid. I got old school, yeah, in the backyard. In the black car, boy, what's your name, boy? Check that neck, boy. Got these black diamonds on baguettes, boy.
I make shoes look easy, but they don't know what it takes. Don't ask me the time, I got the daddies in the face. Rojo drops on Louis, I want everything he made. When it come off, I'll never be the one to save. Keep on throwing ones, keep on showing. On my body and I'm just trying to relax. They always come off cool, but in the end, they come out whack. The boyfriend getting mad, I told her he could take you back.
Me up, put your fan on. If you want a back, put a man on. I know you just don't understand, oh. She just want you to help her get the bands, oh. Oh, nah, 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 yeah. Just ride my wig like a tsunami. I came from the jungle from a safari. I don't want no nigga, I want no menage. Don't give me no hickeys, baby, give me sloppy. I already seen you naked, girl, I know your body. Like, with the lights, all for some shot shit. You gon' end up being famous if you talk about it.
I make shit look easy, but they don't know what it takes. Don't ask me the time, I got baguettes in the face. Virgil drops on Louis, I want everything he made. When it come off, I'll never be the one to save. Keep on throwing ones, keep on showing. On my body and I'm just trying to relax. They always come off cool, but in the end they come out whack. The boyfriend getting mad, I told her he could take you back.
Never hit mine. In my DM, they electric side. No catfishing, this is not a fish fry. Never switch sides on a dog. Catch a contact, hit your ride, go to Mars. Everybody say, how could you come up out your face and say I ain't the hardest? You'd have never heard. I level up like a rapper's dead and bird. A verse for me is like 11 birds. It did the math, it's like $2,000 every word. I'm on the purge, I beat the church. I kill some and I walk away from it. Then I observe just how you curved and told them that they got way. I know you ain't hot to me. I'm ballin' on the like you want a man. I'm drowning all inside the like I never swear. Hey, yo, IG, I put something on your sonogram. I'm the man.
Me at the London. If you find time, we can run one. Talk about some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just said a word and I run through. 2 texts, no reply, that's when I knew.
Make a brick walk up north, down south. Bank hit the Rachel walk. Hit it with a little water. Stretch it like a vocal cord. STD, I ran my ward. Confed and his daughter. I'ma rent a compound. I supply the cigarettes and bread. I got a man and she gon' ride. She took a quarter and she fled. I'm in the limbo, she gon' ride. I see the pain and show they lay brass. I'm at the London with some big thighs. No fries, she eat steaks with the fish thighs. Then your mama tell you when something I'm fine. Having on the road like a pair of spinners and stop and goes. Yeah, I can charge them like a dungeon and demon. Got your broad in the garage. And every time I go back to the ward, act like they won't start and we leave them on the semen.
Me at the London. If you find time, we can run one. Talk about some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just said a word and I run through it. 2
Okay, we're back.
Okay, that was the, so before that was Baguettes in the Face.
Yes.
Spelled baguette, pronounced Baguettes.
Like spaghetti.
And then what was that?
The London. Oh, you're the one that put these songs in here.
Just forgot about them.
It definitely was not my selection.
Well, but yeah, I managed to find
airtime.
Yeah, radio friendly versions of the songs. You're welcome, Patrick. I know you're listening. I know you're listening now because he told me it was a nice song choice. He appreciates the song choice
because he wanted it.
Yes.
It wasn't like we went out of our way and we're like, wow, we really like this song. Like,
I like it.
I'm not saying you don't. I just mean like it wasn't like because we really had this passion for the song. It was right. More because you had a recommendation.
Yeah, basically just the only music I listen to now is basically just whatever Patrick has on his likes I on feel like SoundCloud.
Also, Patrick needs to go listen to our whole show because he missed a lot of stuff about him. Leave him on the edge of his seat.
Are you able to go back? Like,
yeah, you can because if I record the whole time, then yeah. So it probably wasn't have the first like 5 minutes because I couldn't get it to work.
Right.
But then after that, it's all up for air. We can even pull up the pretzel conversation. That's how much it has. Yeah, it has all of it. I just have to figure out the date.
How far back does it go?
It goes back from when we started. We can listen to freshman year.
Wow.
Radio station.
Throwback.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anything else you have to share, Lauren? Anything your thoughts wandering?
I don't think so. My tummy's upset. I don't know if it's from the Taco Bell.
Oh, yikes.
Is your tummy doing okay?
Yeah.
Maybe it's... Well, we'll see.
I mean, I went to the bathroom before, but like, normal bathroom. No. Not like there was a distress.
You know, literally, coffee, like, is just like... It's like literally like a colon cleanse. I do not understand. Like, I just like, do other people have this problem?
I don't know. We used to both have it freshman year. I have it less so now.
You've become immune to it?
I mean, it takes me 2 cups of coffee now.
2 cups?
I typically have to go to the bathroom after having a cup of coffee, but not like how you and I freshman year would have to run. Like, we took 2 sips and it was like, gotta go.
I still like that. And you know, like after I drink like whatever the 1 cup of coffee, like I'll still feel it rumbling like around, and like it, like I have to go multiple times. Like if I'm ever like
bloated. Anyone was curious, Lauren is an adult, but yeah.
Like if I'm bloated or constipated, like it's just like it's a literal laxative for me.
I hope everyone enjoys knowing this about Lauren. If you were curious, what does it for Lauren?
Coffee is a laxative, okay? I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yeah, I have, once I have like 2 cups, then I'm like, gotta go.
Also, I feel like I also have to like pee more.
Because you have coffee?
Yeah, like the liquid runs through me faster than like water.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I don't have that problem.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm telling you. Just like,
I just feel like I've had to go pee more often because I've been drinking more liquid.
It's good to drink liquid. Good to stay hydrated.
My mom says you're hysterical.
Thank you. Like,
she tries. She's just a real radio personality.
Just, I'm just really honest.
You know, real with her listeners.
You know, I like, seriously, like...
It's like they're not even here. Like, you just share your thoughts.
Yeah, because, like, that's what... I feel like I could be a good radio personality. Or I always said, I was like, Okay, Patrick disagrees, I think, but I think I could be a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
Do you not agree?
No,
like
you
like,
can.
I'm so confident. But, like, as in, like, everybody's telling me I'm funny. So.
You're funny, but, like, you won't have jokes prepared.
No, but not, like, jokes. Not like I'm, like, cracking, like, Laffy Taffy jokes. Like, it's just, like...
But if you're a stand-up comedian, you have to have that.
No.
Yes.
You don't have to be, like, that kind of a... Like, there's different styles of, like, being a comedian. Like, my comedy is more anecdotal and, like, about, like...
But you don't have that many things like, that happen to you.
Like, making fun of my... life.
You basically. Make fun of people, not yourself.
Of course I make fun of myself. I just like told you about my whole laxative story. Like, how is that not making fun of myself?
I don't know. I just feel like if anything, we can think of funnier things to say about other people.
Well, sure.
I mean, we can talk about the conversation we had in the car.
Talk about a whole bunch of people. You know, like,
I just have to change everyone's names.
I feel like I have good banter.
You do have good banter, but you need someone to have that banter with.
Oh, so you don't think I can have my own?
No!
You don't think I can have banter with myself? But
no, you can. I just think it's not as fun for you.
Right.
Like, well, sorry, Patrick. But if Patrick was doing this with you, you would say something. He'd be like, okay. Okay, Lauren. Sounds good. it wouldn't, like, you have to have someone that's going to, like, not that
engage.
Patrick. Yes.
Engage.
Like, amp it up.
Right. You're you.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
When I make the statement and then you laugh.
Yeah, really.
That makes it funny.
Patrick just told you, or you just said that Patrick doesn't think you could be a stand-up comedian. So I don't know how he would do, he wouldn't be a great person to have banter with.
I just need a constant live audience to, like, laugh.
You know? To make you feel good about it. Like, move in. I also don't know if they can hear us because the Wi-Fi stopped working.
I haven't gotten any text messages of problems.
Oh, okay.
From people.
I feel like we might as well just talk for the next 9 minutes.
Oh, is there no more songs?
There's one more, but okay. The Wi-Fi is not working, so I can't click on it.
Okay. Well.
Oh, well, now it's back. Nope. Now it's gone. Nope. No, I do think you're a very good radio personality. Maybe that's a career you should look into.
Maybe. I've thought about it.
Screw bio.
I love, my one class, my digital media class. I had.
Yeah. My mom was just saying she could hear us.
Oh, good. My digital media class that I had, it was, and I was basically we had to make a podcast, and it was so fun. I loved it, and not like an NPR style podcast. I was like, I would love to be on NPR. Not like you can do comedy on NPR.
I think it's interesting because I don't think people would know based on just casual conversations with you that this would be an interest you'd have.
Probably not.
I think, you come off as someone that wouldn't, but I feel like wouldn't be interested in this just based on, you not being the most, I don't even mean outgoing, because I don't think that's, it's, a negative thing. I just don't think you're the most, talkative or, yeah. Reaching out to people, but, in this setting, you thrive.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of people who know me, I feel like I am a pretty open.
You are.
I'm an open book, but I'm an open book to certain people, like
people that know you more than associations.
Yeah, yeah. I'm either extremely closed off and not outgoing and stuff like that, or I'm extremely open to certain people, you know.
Yeah,
I don't have a middle ground.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel honored.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, just in the radio, I'm talking to the masses, you know,
the five people or listening. The small masses, you know. Yeah.
But, you know.
You feel good on the radio.
Yeah, I do. Because I feel like I'm just, having a conversation with you. And I feel like we're...
Yeah.
When we have good conversations.
Yeah. I mean, I think you and I also have just, good conversations in general. You and I bounce off each other very well, just from the get-go of our friendship. True. So I think that also adds on. I think if you were here with Hannah, I don't know if the banter would be as...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We should have the three of us and see how the banter is.
Okay. Everyone will know the next time if Hannah's here. Give us your thoughts.
We should get Patrick here.
Okay. I don't think Patrick would enjoy it. Or Patrick would just go, okay, Sam. Okay.
I don't think he would want his voice on the radio.
No.
His thoughts on the radio.
I don't know. He wouldn't be as open to share. I mean, right. He's barely open with me. So I'm kidding. Patrick and I have progressed in our friendship.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
It's had its highs and lows.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
what friendship does not have its highs and lows?
I know, exactly.
You can't be peachy keen all the time. You know, it's not all sunshine and daisies. Yeah. You know?
Of course. I mean, it is what it is. And if anything, it was when we were both immature people. You know, we've matured over time. We've grown through our college time, you know? It was just in the beginning, you know, those heated times.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, that's the blip. I'm talking about the blip. Blip in time. It was just what the actual, frig is going on.
If people don't know, the people that know us know this. Lauren and I had a little blip, as she says, in our relationship that we just didn't really talk for a little while.
Yeah.
It's only a few months, if you think about it. Only a few months. It wasn't that long. It was March to August.
It was basically the summer and the end.
The very end of freshman year. Yeah. But as Lauren says, it was just a blip. Just got through it. Yeah. Made our way back.
Tri-Delta made us stronger.
That's it.
Thank you, Tri-Delta.
Thank you. Oh my God. I was going to say something, but I feel like if people were actually listening, then it would be mean.
Scratch that.
Yeah, I'll tell you on the off the air. off the record.
Off the record conversations.
Yeah.
So now you know what you're paying $400 a semester for.
Yeah, my mom says I have an expensive friend in Kelsey. Because it's not you or Hannah. I was friends with you guys beforehand.
Right, but it made us closer.
I know, that's true.
Would you, if we...
We don't know if we would have found our way back.
I don't know. I don't know if we would have.
I don't know. Yeah, I even called you the day of bid day, and I said, Lauren, you should come. Yeah. Good times. Then I remember apparently I was talking in my sleep. This was like a little while after we got accepted into Tri-Delta, and I was apparently saying like, I was like, I don't know if it was Henry. I don't think Henry was there. I think it was like, I fell asleep and Maddie, when I was rooming with her, mm-hmm. told me, she was like, yeah, you were just like whisper, like mumbling. And it was like, I love Tri-Delta. I have a feeling it was after a sister social, but.
Trying to convince yourself, like, I love
Tri-Delta. In my sleep.
Subconsciously, I love Tri-Delta. Telling yourself, Tri-Delta's great. It's great.
How times have changed.
I'm telling you, Tri-Delta's great.
Yeah. Oh, she God. Said it was so funny. She was like, yeah, you were, like, mumbling, and I'm pretty sure you were like, I love Tri-Delta. I love Tri-Delta. Or something like that. It was funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say, I love Lauren. I love Lauren. She's great.
We're going to be self-centered. Okay. Well, do you have any final words, Lauren?
Not really. Oh, why did Patrick send me a question mark? Patrick, why'd you send me a question mark?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of things we said that could ask a question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, still the question mark. Unsure.
Unsure about what?
I don't know. It just says
nice. We've said a lot of things.
Maybe he was referring to what we said previously.
I know, but we've said,
like, that's what the question mark was about.
Well, he has to go listen. That's his problem. Lauren will tell him tonight.
No, it was study
time. As she says, tonight. Pillow talk.
Yeah, no, study talk.
Study talk?
Yeah. It was...
Do you actually study?
With Patrick? And we talk.
Wow! Mind-blowing. Okay, cool. Well, if you have nothing else to say, Lauren, I think we're going to wrap our show up. I think we're going to wrap it up.
Your noises.
Okay, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Two Girls Playing Tunes one last time. And I'm Sam.
And I'm Lauren.
And we'll see you next week. Hopefully you enjoyed most of us just talking.
I'll promise I'll have a good anecdote.
Yeah, I need to kind of prep stories.
Something will happen in our lives.
Yeah.
Of course they will.
Yeah, it's just how it goes.
We'll tell you about their pre-dinner, so, you know.
Yeah, it's just hard because I want to tell stories that aren't about me, and then mean, you know, what if people hear it?
Ooh,
yeah. I have to come up with stuff about myself.
Right.
You can, or you.
Yeah. We're free bait, you know?
Free content.
Yeah, free content. My life is free content.
Okay, well, bye.